See you. Nice.
Support comes from the End Monthly Lecture Series, presenting Stefan Kirkland, author of Paris Reborn, How Napoleon III Developed the Plan That Transformed Paris into the Cultural Center of Europe. This luncheon lecture is Thursday, April 24th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton in Lafayette. Details online at theind.com.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, some kind of something going on down there.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Okay, now, John, I give you an hour.
Yeah.
Now you got an hour.
Now, I'll just say good morning to Earl, of course. Earl,
good morning to you, Earl.
Now, Earl is all happy right now.
So how's he doing? Good.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine.
Is he eating?
He's eating.
A lot?
Not as much.
Not as much.
They put a plug in there.
So put a plug where?
You can only eat so much. And that's
okay.
Now, you know how them, you know how them floaters in the commode, in the bowl in the back?
Uh-huh.
You know, the water?
Yeah.
You know, when the water rises, it stops.
It stops? The same thing with
this
that?
It's the same thing.
What?
Yeah.
He got an inside commode.
Yeah, commode. Yeah, just put a plug in there. So
oh, the bowl of the commode.
The bowl, yeah, and it stops. So he comes up and he says,
and it's full.
He can't eat
no more.
Until he flushes.
Well, I was wondering about the plug. Now you're clear dead up. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
But anyway, we're just going to say good morning to my nephew.
Man, look,
my
he's been calling.
My nephew, Artie, all the way in Copenhagen, Denmark.
But he got a bad understanding. I explained it to him. I cleared it up for him. Now
yes, I know they're riding their bicycle.
Oh, that's what they're doing. He said he's getting ready to leave. I said, I don't
that's
know
That's right. They're going to ride their bicycle.
Let's go meet them and ride
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, we got to ride
where
in
they
Copenhagen.
At, John?
In Denmark, in Copenhagen,
oh, that's going to be a long ride, huh?
Yes.
Boy, that's a lot of pumping.
We
got to cross the water?
Well.
How do you
expect to get across there? They can build a bridge.
I don't
by
think
the way.
Bike gonna make
no,
it.
No, they gotta build a bridge.
Build a bridge.
Gotta build a bridge.
No, but you know, John, if, you know, water, something real light can float on it, right? So if we get
but
some bicycles, but
it's
a, if you get some real light bicycle, you know they make them $3,000 bicycles now. We should be able to get across.
But you gotta drive. You gotta ride fast.
Oh, we might.
You know
not
how be. You throw that rock on the water and it gets so far.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is.
Oh, well,
if you ride fast, but we can't ride slow.
Because we're going to sink.
You're going to sink.
I tell you what, let's practice. We're trying to vermilion.
Just vermilion.
Please,
ladies and gentlemen, don't try that. Please,
don't try it.
Don't try that.
This is only for the professionals.
Yeah.
Only for the professionals.
I don't know if the professionals can do that.
I don't know this.
No, them little thin wheels?
Yeah, they got some little
right
bitty
away.
Wheels. I'm telling you.
Oh,
they just,
man. Mm. Say, oh, you just, unless you get on the back of a fish.
I hadn't thought of that, John.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You put a bait in the front of the fish,
yeah,
and let the fish swim.
It keep trying to get it.
Trying to get it.
That'd be pretty.
Yeah,
man, we're gonna try.
But you know, ingenious as we are,
we could try that.
I'm telling you, isn't that something?
I like the idea of putting that little worm in the front of
in the
it
front
and let him try to catch it.
Yes,
that's pretty good.
But if the worm fall off the bait, what's gonna happen?
He's going down.
Going down.
And we're going down.
That's what happens.
We'll
okay.
bring some extra worms.
Okay. All right. But anyway. Well, let's say good morning to, and happy birthday, Collins over in Colorado. You know, that's Judith's son.
Oh, he's in, yes, right.
He's
he
in
don't want to come
in
home.
In Colorado.
He didn't got the color. He don't want to come home. He said he's a Coloradian.
Coloradian, that's what it is. Look at that. He's celebrating his 25th birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Well, happy birthday.
And Collins, your mother called in this morning, and she's very proud of you.
I tell you what, we're very proud of him too, John. You know, because
yes.
We kind of raised that boy.
That's
you
right.
Know, being
he
around
was running
us and
around
stuff.
Here.
Yeah, and look at where he's at now. That's great.
Jumping places, and
yeah.
We had to tell him,
to tear stuff up, you know.
But now look at him. Look at him.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
And let's see. We got got that out of the way. Who okay. else do you want to say good morning to? I forgot already. Dr. Gene Morris said he wants to say good morning to Eva Del Morrison over here in Kaplan, Louisiana.
Oh.
And all of those folks up there, just say good morning to all of the folks.
And Leroy from Kyle Island call?
Yeah. Oh, Leroy Marceau. He got a new joke?
Yeah, look. He was telling me. Let me tell you this right quick. They had this guy. He said he was in the military, right?
Yeah.
So they in line, and so they're all in line going up to get put into the military.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy behind him, he said, man, he told the sergeant, he said, man, y'all can't draft me. The man said, why we can't draft you? I ain't got no teeth. He said, well, we're going to kill him. We're not going to gum him to death. You come up here and sign these people. We ain't eating them people.
But Leroy come up with
some. Leroy got some stuff, man.
Oh, man, that's why.
But it was fun talking to him this morning. You learn a lot from Leroy, especially about the mad cow disease they still have going on.
Yeah, they sure do, yes.
That's amazing, man. The things that go on in the world. Yeah, yeah, they get mad. You know, you can't. You know, a mad cow. You can't kill a mad cow.
No, you can't.
That's why you gotta sneak up on them. But anyway,
they see everything.
They see everything.
Now look, then they get mad.
Now, be careful with the tail. They got a tail. They has a left hook.
And them cockabirds.
Yeah,
cockabirrs on the tail.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they were sticking.
I know.
But anyway, John, what's going on in the world?
Not much. Nothing really. We got a big fundraiser coming up on April the 16th.
Yeah, I mean, people calling asking about it. It's on a Wednesday, right?
On a Wednesday, and we're gonna have some tickets to give away.
Great!
Next Saturday, on the following Saturday, prior to that, we're gonna have some tickets to give away. We got a great lineup, by the way.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Oh,
you.
Oh man,
that's
we got
a beautiful
Chubby
lineup.
Carrier, Leroy Thomas, Corey LeDay, Lil Wayne, Curly Taylor,
Jeffrey,
Ryder Romero, Jeffrey Broussard, Lynn August. And by the way, Lynn August gave me two brand new CD this past Saturday.
Where are they?
And they're right there. And let me tell you, it's hot. Lynn August is going to be there with his 1958 pink Cadillac. And actually, he's going to drive that pink Cadillac there.
Excuse me.
That's what Lil Buck said.
Lil Buck. Well, if Lynn August is going to drive the Cadillac,
what?
I want Lil Buck sitting in the back seat.
That's
and I want it. I know if he's sitting in the back seat, I know he's going to. Now, you see, if he closes his eyes, they'll be all right.
What?
They ain't going to see what they hit.
Who closed eye? Who's
Lil Buck? I want him sitting in the back with his, you know.
Well,
pink Cadillac is on
pink
here too.
1958 pink Cadillac. That's what it is.
All right, while we're talking,
yeah, that's what it is. And look, he's got a brand new CD.
He's got some numbers on
22 selection, and number 21.
Oh, you like 21?
Oh, it's a excellent.
I
sound.
Like this.
All of them though. All of this.
The Lord's going to fix it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that.
It's a wonderful sound, and he's going to be there.
Everybody done heard Pink Cadillac. Let's hear this right quick. 21, John?
Yeah,
okay.
21.
We're going.
Yeah, you put 21 on that,
and
let me tell you, it's going to be. You'll love every bit of it. Okay. The beat. And,
oh, yeah. That's...
And let's listen to it, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Lynn August, ladies and gentlemen.
Please keep your hands on the wheel, because I know some of you just didn't raise your hand off the steering wheel while you're driving. Some of you driving too fast. 80 miles is okay in an 80-mile speed zone, but you're not in an 80-mile speed zone.
Wait a minute. Bring it down for me. Come on, I'll talk a while here. When I was in trouble, I prayed both night and day. I kept the faith. I kept on praying. The Lord. Yeah.
This is what, ladies and gentlemen, that you will hear. They're just a little sample
of
the musicians and the sound that you will hear on the 16th of April at Vermilionville, starting off, kicking off at 6 o'clock. Not only that you will be able to dance to the music, but we're going to provide a little dining, too, at the same time. It's all included in your donation of $15, and all of the funds will be going towards helping some of those youngsters, young kids from pre-K through fifth grade, who sometimes cannot go on field trips and be exposed to something that they will never or probably have never seen. As for an example, a zoo. Go to Houston, to the Nassau, the center, and go, and then also the fifth graders to want to learn to play a musical instrument. We provide scholarships for all of that. And so it gives them a kind of an introduction to what can they do. Join a band in high school.
Right.
And perhaps maybe go on to play in a band in college or even form their own. So this is what we will be doing with the funds that you will come in
and donate.
Big Wednesday. And so Vermilionville, perfect location.
Oh, yeah.
Nice site, good dance floor, good atmosphere. And we'll go on until
time,
about 11,
time?
From 6 to 11. And, of course, it depends. We're talking about so many bands that will be coming in to want to join in and participate in this and support. So if you're interested as a band, just give me a call. You know how to reach me here at the radio station, or call me at 298-1588.
Yep.
Okay.
Make it fun.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on?
Nothing too much, man. Just teaching. I'm taking the kids over here on the UL campus on Wednesdays.
On Wednesday.
I am taking a bunch of them over here on a field trip to teach them, to introduce them to the architectural and design department. I'm teaching some of them how to draft and also communication. So they're coming here at the radio station. They're coming here that same day in the morning. We're going to teach them how to operate and introduce them to radio.
Right.
And so from the drafting to communication, we're going to be doing that, and they're going to be doing a little recording live in the studio.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that with some of the students from Acadiana High School. And, Melvin, that's about all that I'm doing here.
And we still want to congratulate our UL. They lost, but that was a good game for 10 points for, you know, real good.
Yes.
Keep rolling. Don't stop. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Still, congratulations to them.
I want to say condolences goes out to the Wright family of St. Julian, Marlene's first cousin, Frederick.
Right.
Right. He passed away a couple of days ago, and he lived in New Orleans, and he was a scholar. Okay. And he attended UL, by the way, and he graduated from UL and went on to Princeton and received his master's degree from there. And he left with all of that memory, all of that knowledge, and he passed on, of course, to greater beyond.
When you are called, you are called.
You are called.
And you heard about Chloe Thibodeau, the young lady from Lautell. That's kind of a strange deal, you know, young lady, you know, lost her life. Don't know how yet. No details on it yet, but some strange things going on. If you don't know what station you're listening to, this is KRVS here on the campus of UL. And we're always here every Saturday morning from 8 to 12. And we're here for the community. Try to have a little fun, put a little fun in your life. And just keep you happy. Because when you're sad sometimes, just turn on to this program. And our job is to make you happy. So just listen to us, and we'll present you with some good stuff, some stuff that you might not like. But that's not our fault if you don't like it. But we are in the business of helping you to like what we like.
Yep.
But we're all about you.
opana, boina patina, galope abagase, tua tere bana, bana me tu puri, tiko te moti bana.
Okay, while we listen to Roy in the background, we just want to cover some information. There's a change of plans, and just to let you know, because we don't want you to think that we give you information and we don't tell you about it when it changes. And we have Angie in the house this morning to talk about her sister. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Okay.
Good. Glad you came in. You're changing plans, which is good. That's not a problem. Okay, and we're not. What are we not doing, and then when are we going to do it?
Okay, we had a big medical benefit for my sister, Marie Penelope Richard, also known as Penny, that was scheduled April the 5th, which is a Saturday. Due to complications, we will be changing that date on a Sunday, and I will be corresponding with KRVS in regards to the date.
Good. Okay. So we're not going to do it on April the 5th. All of you that were planning on being there Saturday, April the 5th at El Cito, it will not be happening, so there will be a change to a later date. Now, let's talk a little bit about why doing a benefit for Marie.
Okay. Marie, we call her Penny. She's my only sister. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. She was in the Marine Corps for 23 years. She retired from the Marine Corps. Within her 23 years, she was stationed at Camp Lejeune, which is located in North Carolina. The time that she was stationed there, I really don't know the date. They had some type of contamination that was in the water, and which is the cause of her cancer. So we're just having a hard time dealing with all this right now.
Right. So the funds, you need funds to be able to pay for some of the medical bills because
right.
she's not really covered right now.
No, she's not. She's not covered right now. With all of this that's going on, she's having, you know, complications with the VA in order to get her approved for her 100% disability. So we are trying to have a benefit in order to correspond with all of the treatments that she needs.
Well, we're here to help, you know, in making the fundraiser a success. And if someone's listening that can help her in trying to get this process, that would be greatly appreciated, I'm sure, by her and the family. She does have a son, so they all need some help. So we will let you know when the next fundraiser is going to be. And we just wanted to let you know because we did not want you to think that the information wasn't given back to you, that it wasn't occurring. So, Andrew, we certainly thank you for coming by and letting the people know that there was a change of plan, because usually people don't tell us there's a change of plan sometime.
Right.
So appreciate you coming by to change the plans and let the people know that.
Okay.
Now, you brought your uncle with you, Murphy, who say he can play the accordion. So we're going to have to give him an op. Oh, he got it in it. John, take that away from him. We're going to have Murphy Richard play. Murphy had been lost. He's kind of almost like a prodigal son for a long time. But he's back, and we want to let him play some, play a couple of songs that he used to play. And he is also going to be part of that. And it's also his niece that we're talking about with Marie Penny. And we just want you to think about those kind of things. And there are a lot of people in need. And we're always here to try to help somebody. That is part of our program, is also helping, not just having fun, but also to help people who need some help.
Mm-hmm. And that is true. We just want to say a couple of things, too, that and wishing folks a happy birthday. Elena, which is my niece, happy birthday to you. And it comes from your Uncle John. Also, I want to make sure that I name my nephew, Artie Fred.
Oh, you didn't say it all.
And his wife, Nina.
Oh.
We want to make sure that we got that in.
We are.
And also, Frederick, who passed away, Frederick Wright, he also went on and got his PhD, and he taught at Notre Dame as well.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Very
interesting. People,
and,
you know?
Of course, he will be funeralized this coming Saturday in the afternoon, I think. And we're going to, as we get more information, we'll
sure,
pass it on to you.
Okay.
However. And then, of course, I want to thank Murphy, but Gerard Delafosse and Murphy Richard, who will join us on the 16th of April.
So come out, ladies and gentlemen, join us on that day. That evening is going to be a wonderful evening. You get an opportunity to see John and I. Many of you may not have ever seen us before. At least you can put the face with the voice.
That's right.
And so come out and enjoy yourself with us. The young folks call that off the chain. We probably will be. Just having a great time without limitations to an extent. Mm-hmm. But come out and enjoy yourself with us, and we'll have a great time. Also, for John Caesar, his services are going to be Tuesday in Oakdale and also at the Catholic Church the following day. So So Tuesday night will be the wake, and then Wednesday they will funeralize him. And that's John Caesar out of Oakdale, Louisiana. Jeff Boutte is the person that did pass away. I just want to make sure we knew that. That did pass away in the Lautel area. So to give you, we have, that's all the information that we have, and I understand that he passed away this morning. So there are no arrangements at this time. Mm-hmm. And that's all we have, and we will continue with Roy Cattle. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm going to tell you a story about la-la music. Way back in the woods, that's where I come from, the country. I made a mistake when I left and went uptown. Yeah, but I tell you what, I want to see the big boys over there. Oh, man. You know what, boys?
What's that, Ross?
I come from the country, y'all. That's where I got all my zydeco from. A long time ago with my daddy, y'all. Way back in the country. Well, I decided to go downtown, meet all them big old boys, like Doopsie, Lipton Chenye, Marcel Duga. It was all uptown. I won't do my body cold. Big mistake I did.
What happened, Roy?
I brought my woman up there. I couldn't find her, boy. I didn't even know. I was down there playing my la-la music. I went back home. I asked my daddy. I said, Daddy, I lost my woman. Well, all you gotta do, go back and look for her.
Donating your vehicle at the end of 2013, now's a great time to begin planning for your 2014 taxes. The KRVS Vehicle Donation Program is busy taking cars, trucks, and boats that our listeners no longer need. We've made it simple. Just call 877-KRVS-887 or donate online at krvs.org and we'll do the rest. From scheduling the pickup to sending you information for your taxes, we do it all. Just call 877-KRVS-887 today or go online at krvs.org.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
What happened, Ross?
I saw her standing there. I said, hey, baby, I want you to come back home with me. Well, once you go uptown one time, see all that Zydeco music, you don't never want to go home. Coming home now.
Mash on it.
Going back to the country, huh? Well, I'm back to the country, baby.
Remember the time of having fun. remember the song we used to sing. Hey, said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Hey, said I, the future for you. Shall be, shall be. Gaze at the future that's me.
Come on, sing with it.
Gaze at I, said I. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze at the future for you. Gaze at I, said I. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze at the future that's me.
Everybody sing.
Gaze at I, said I. Whatever shall be, shall be.
All right, we're getting ready for Murphy Richard here this morning. And we hadn't seen him in a while, so wait, Murph, put your headset on. You found your ears?
I got to see.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Take your glasses off, turn them around. But anyway, where you been, Murphy? We hadn't seen you in a long time.
Oh, I've been all over the place.
All over? Well, that's good.
Just walking in the field.
Yeah.
Plowing.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's too good when they got them bees down there.
Well,
they jump on you.
Well,
yeah, man.
Well, you just got to ride around with a hive.
With a hive.
They get you a hive, they'll go in the hive.
Yeah,
you won't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, wave high to them.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going one way. That's on track to go by itself.
They keep rolling. All right, what you going to play for us this month?
I don't know.
You play something.
That old song I had. Who made that anyway? Oh, ho. Hey, hey. That, I don't know who made it. John Delafosse made that?
John Delafosse.
Yeah, man. His son going to be looking at me. He's going to be listening to me.
Uh-huh.
I got the daughter, I got the feature, it's on our list, I'm breaking down to this water, to this soldier. Cut the feature to the swatter.
Don't stop now. Don't stop now. It sounded good. It sounded good.
Hey, I can't right, believe now. That.
All right, Murph. The next time, I'm going to play.
You want to play?
No, not
you want to play right now? Let him have the thing.
Not today.
Okay.
I don't want
to
have to.
No, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you before. You can,
not, yeah, no, well, I was off.
Uh-huh.
No, no, I wasn't saying nothing. I was just letting you do your thing. Okay, one more. And all. Murphy Richard, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, good to get my boy.
You see?
Hurt me.
It hurt you, huh?
Yeah, can't open my finger.
Oh, yeah. Well, since...
some of them notes.
Oh, yeah. Them notes take you a little ways. But Murphy, we certainly appreciate that. And if you want to hear Murphy, Murphy will be on April 19th. Am I correct, John? 16th. April 16th.
April 16th.
At Vermilionville.
Right.
So you can...
That's where we're going to be on April the 16th. We're going to be over at the
Million Village,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's all fun.
Howard Noel, Jeffrey Broussard, Gerard Delafosse, Murphy Richard, and we're talking about Coralie Day, Chubby Carrier, many, many other bands. I mentioned those names before and some of the other bands. And let me tell you, they're going to be there. And
right.
Also, we want to wish a happy birthday to Darnell James from Elton, Louisiana.
Darnell James.
And
get out of here.
He's celebrating his 12th birthday.
12?
12 years old.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
You're old enough to drive now. Just,
yes.
just get in the car and take off. Don't do that.
By the way, Big Mark is going to have a special treat on the 16th, a stuffed ham.
What are you stuffing with?
I don't know, but that's what he said. He's going to be part of the meal. He's going to have a stuffed
you
ham.
You sure you understood that he wasn't stuffing himself with the ham?
No.
He wasn't eating the ham himself.
No. That's not what it is.
Oh, so he's going to stuff a ham.
He's going to stuff a ham.
3 pounds? 2 pounds? Feed everybody. Yeah.
So
that sounds good.
He's going to be part of the celebration, too, on that day on
good
April
deal.
The 16th.
And Lil Buck on his way to New Orleans?
There's no telling where he's at this afternoon, he and probably Corey, or Big Buck.
I want to say good morning to Don and Charles this morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully
y'all
having a great Saturday morning. I know they're getting ready for that program tomorrow. Mm-hmm. A lot of good things going on in Lafayette. The weather's changing. Don't plant anything yet.
Nope.
Do not plant anything yet. It looks real good. Just go clean the flower bed. Don't put anything down. We still got a frost coming, right, John?
Big pecan tree has not decided to bud yet.
So
the older
do not do nothing.
It's like our friend, the mechanic. He usually climb over the fence.
Yep.
And he goes out there and check and see whether or not the pecan trees are starting budding.
He's still checking right now.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard from the flat fixer in a long time.
No, he's still around.
He's still around
doing things that he normally does.
Yep.
And also Zydeco Joe. we haven't.
Let me tell you, did you know he had an operation?
No, I did not.
I did not either. He told me this morning he had an operation, open heart surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's doing 7 weeks ago.
Ah, talking about open heart surgery, I'm kind of rambling, is Willis Provost.
Willis Provost, how you doing this morning? Hopefully you're doing well. He's probably up and around by now because I think that's been a while.
Yeah.
But he say he goes to the dance, he just sit and watch right now, but he's coming back strong. So we're glad to hear that. We didn't hear from our other partner up there, the mayor. Over there, other Gene, we ain't heard nothing from him in a while.
The truck stop man.
Hadn't heard from him in a long time.
Traffic in his chair.
Hopefully he's doing well.
Yeah.
We definitely want him to do well. But anyways, we come closer to the end of the program, and we're going to play some more music. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the benefit that was scheduled for April the 5th has been postponed to a later date, and we'll let you know when that's going to be. So just hang there. We'll do what you do, and we're going to do like what we do. Play a little music.
Yeah. another man. Don't let me stop ya. Have you made some other plans? 'Cause you know me, I'm not gonna take your shit. And you know me, I can find another real quick. Make more money too. You gotta treat me real nice. So you better think twice before I make my move and get back in my old groove. 'Cause if I turn it loose, you know I still got the juice. Oh yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the close of another great program, we certainly want to thank you. Don't go anywhere. Herman is right behind me. And a lot of great music. Just hang in there and have some fun. Be safe. And remember, if you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. And if somebody steps on your foot, always say, excuse me for having my foot under yours. Have yourself a great Saturday as we continue with more Zydeco and Herman Fuselier right behind me in another couple of seconds. So have a great day. And for those of you we did not say hello to you now. So have a great Saturday, and we love you, and we'll be back again next Saturday, and we'll do it all over again.
It's our Pepa Tusa.